What is going on, everybody? This is your wrestling podcast fix. Follow us on Facebook at the Inzaghi Pro Wrestling Discussions, on Twitter at the Inzaghi, and catch new episodes of the Inzaghi on SoundCloud.com. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
This is Fran.
JCL.
And I am DB Richards.
Another episode of The Inzaghi, and tonight we have our special guest,
Frankie Picard.
Welcome back, Frankie. What's going on, man?
Man, these... Oh, man. Having fun and relaxing besides this rain.
Before we continue this, is that volume all the way up?
I don't know. Let's find out.
That sounds a little muffled.
It does sound a little muffled. Are you on speaker, Frankie?
Yeah.
Can you get off speaker for a minute?
No, it's fine.
No, I'm not on speaker.
Oh, you're not on speaker?
No, you know what? It's fine.
Okay. All
right.
Okay. So, the last time we talked about, you really wanted to take on Nick Gage. So, you got the chance to take on Nick Gage at Game Changer this year. How was it?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was hot, and I had sand in my shorts.
Man, how was it? How was getting murdered, death killed from the man, Nick Gage?
Oh, man, it was great. It was an honor to go toe-to-toe with Nick Gage. I actually didn't think I was going to get it, even though that it was so funny, like, the New Year's of 2018, I say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to, like, call out Nick Gage. I'm on social media, and then I actually get it. It was like, wow, okay, cool. Let's go. It was like, I was ready. I was hyped. And it was like, Nick Gage, you know, the heck I'm worrying about.
Yo, Gabe.
When I went to... Warped Tour, which that was pretty cool. I was kind of up because I was like, man, you know, the fans is like every band is going to be there, and it's just wrestling. So I was like, how can that happen? Like, people actually came just to see, you know, Frankie Picard versus Nick Gage, and I was like, yes. It felt good. So, like, I had fun. I had a ball. I would love to do it again.
Yeah. You're not afraid to take on Nick Gage again, like Mr. Dave Arquette is.
Oh, man. I'll take on Nick Gage anytime, man.
You should start calling.
Apparently, I was the only one that kicked out of his finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
the sand in your ass was padding for it.
It's like, yep, it's time to kick it.
Definitely.
Oh. Something that you were mentioning actually kind of brought a flashback of one of the times that you were on another episode. It wasn't the interview episode or the many, I don't remember which one, but there was one where Dave or DB was he was interviewing someone. You stopped in and I said, you two are supposed to have a match. We could have had a promo right downstairs, right here. You know, it was a lost opportunity.
So like you've been going around doing like Dojo Wars and the HGO matches with the young kids. Have you gave any of the young guys any advice? And who do you like out of the young kids out of H2O getting trained by Matt Tremont?
Actually, I like them all. There's no favorites or anything. I like them all, you know. They all have been busting their butts, trying hard. They've been training hard. They getting to the point of where they have to go. And, man, they did a opportunity not five, you know, just yesterday. And from top to bottom, students showed everybody, including the veterans, you know, what they can do, and they can dish out the same way. And I'm very proud of them. And, like, Matt Tremont, man, Matt Tremont and Preach has been training them well. And, you know, each of them has, like, different elements to their attitude and, yeah, the best, from the men to the boys to the girls to the females, it's just from top to bottom, man, the students is, like, far more best. I give Matt Tremont and Preacher the utmost respect, because it's way better than, like, Dojo Wars, you know. Dojo Wars has changed a lot. You know, it's not like how it used to be when Drew Gulak was running. When Drew Gulak gave it to MOJ and he was running it, and you know, those was I guess I can say the glory days now. But like now it's like it's just I don't know. What is the Dojo Wars is, you know, it must start off of teaching students how to wrestle, and it's basically was still training, and you was going against vets, and then, you know, we tried it out with fans, and then the fans came in, and it was more fans and more fans, so it was like, how Drew set it up, it was basically like a developmental, you know, to teach the students to get ready once they're out in the world, you know, not to throw them in the wolves and not know what they're doing. So that's what like Matt Tremont has undiscovered every other Monday. So it was like, it's similar like Dojo Wars. And then you know how Dojo Wars have a super show, and like today's is Opportunity Knocks.
Yeah.
So like each student has been like really showing their A game, and they're like really bring it. So it's like I like it. I like everything. I like everything about it. Everybody is like this. You got guys that flipped. Oh my God. Guys that I've never seen, you know, that can flip so crazy, more agile.
Yeah.
And then you have guys that's been up there that, you know, that does amateur wrestling.
Oh yeah.
It's just a whole, it's like a whole different element. And that's why I like, how Matt Tremont is running it and how he's setting everything up.
Yeah, he has a nice little promotion going there, and he has a nice, everything's good with that company right there. So there's no it, like, do you have you seen any it's in H2O yet, the young kids? Like, you're gonna be like,
huh?
Keep your eyes on, there's for the fans, if you want to keep an eye on somebody. Do you have anybody you can take?
Oh man, this is like a long list. I can.
Give me three. Give me three.
Like you want three?
Give me three.
Gigi.
Okay.
Gigi is you have Gigi, Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley's good.
Yeah, he's really good. Austin, even the boss.
Oh, Christian Ross. The boss. Yeah, Christian the boss. Ross. Yeah, he's good. He has to be interviewed on March 29th. So we're going to have him on. Have some fun with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just, they all, who else? Gigi, Ridgefield, the Suntan Superman, Nova. I mean, it's the crazy part about it is, it's not, you can't even, like, if you ask me, like, back then, I'd be like, okay, I know one person is ready, all right, that person is. But it's kind of hard because everybody has been busting their busting ass, and all of them, like, they the world needs to watch out for all of them. Not just one, all of them, because all of them is on the rise. All of them is doing their thing, and they're the crowd favorites right now. You know that's going on, and the crowd likes them. It's not no any old type of crowd, because that crowd is you know, CZW old crowd, and you know they'll eat you alive. And yeah. So this crowd is different. You know, this crowd is like, love the students. Like, I even see that, like, I even hear the fans is like, man, this is better than Dojo Wars, you know. Yeah. And it's like I'm not gonna shit on Dojo Wars, because it's always gonna be my home. CZW is always gonna be my home, because that's where I first started. But you know, as far as looking at different places, I went to different companies, and I've been seeing how they're other people's training and how everything else. And then, like, Matt Tremont is not the one that just is there and then, like, he'll promise you something and then don't give it. He give you his word.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's on. And he's, like, he's helping people and he's giving people chances, and he's been over backwards. And, you know, it's very rare to find, you know, people of his stature of, like, find different people, because you have politics, or you'll have people that's best friends with the owners, or yeah, you know, they got their right there. No, not, you know, not Tremont. Tremont will pick and be like, all right, you got an opportunity, not if you kill it, no, you might be going to, like, they got opportunities at main shows.
Yeah.
Which I used to, like, in CZW, I used to have been struggling trying to get into the main shows, and they'll put me in this scramble match, and then they don't use me, or they'll put me this place, and they don't use me. But, like Tremont, like, he gives the utmost respect to the students. The students respect him, he respects the students, and, you know, he has a strong female, Chrissy, by his side. So from up all the way down,
yeah,
all the way back up, he has the whole package. That guy is happy. That guy loves what he's doing, and he's giving back to the world. And you know, I'm just glad that I'm a part of, you know,
of the world,
what's going on and what's happening and what the strength is, you know. Yeah.
When are you gonna call out? When are you gonna call out Matt Tremont?
When I'm gonna call out Matt Tremont?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what the funniest thing was? It was a long time ago. When Matt Tremont was a CZW champion, it was supposed to be a match at Dojo Wars Super Show. It was supposed to be Matt Tremont, the heavyweight champion, PZW heavyweight champion, Matt Tremont versus Frankie Ricard. It was supposed to happen. But I know, you know, times stuff happens, and, you know, anything happens. But I would love that. I don't care if he's champion or he's not champion. I would love to go one-on-one with him. I think it'll be pretty awesome. It'll be pretty great. I'm out of everybody, he's the only person I never fought. You know, I fought Joe Gacy plenty of times.
Yeah.
I fought, you know, I fought Drew Gulak plenty of times. I done fought Rory Gulak, you know, plenty of times.
Yeah.
I done fought everybody else. I done fought Johnny, you know, Silver. I done fought Joey Janela. I done fought Darius Carter. I done fought this person, that person. But I never fought, out of all my years, I never fought Matt Tremont.
Matt Tremont, he's coming after you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe, you know, one day, man. Like I don't, I, like, I want to go in. Like, I don't want it to be like a regular match. You know, sometimes you have that itch, like you want to go beyond the regular
you
match.
You want to build up the storyline.
What's your dream stipulation?
Huh?
What's your dream stipulation for the match?
Oh, I would love to go like ultra violent. You know, just one time with Matt Tremont. Just to do it, you know, just to go in, you know, and just go hard and go in and be like, man, I can go toe-to-toe with any guy, you know. I went toe-to-toe with Nick Gage and everybody, every fan that was up there was like, man, you want a death wish and everything else. But I'm still breathing, though. I'm still here, still alive. I'm still doing me, and, you know. So, my next goal is definitely Matt Tremont. Just every year around that comes right there, I'm going to call people out. I called Nick Gage out, and look what happened. I got Nick Gage. So
yeah.
Who knows who I might call out when New Year's passed, my New Year's revolution.
So this year, still this year.
Wait. Who else should he call out?
Sean Horan. I don't know. Who else should he call out? I don't know yet.
Who else would
Mike
I call out?
Dell. Duh.
Mike Dell? He wrestled Mike Dell.
Yeah, I fought Mike Dell plenty of times. Man, like, me and Mike Dell, like, Mike Dell's, like, when me ever, like, me wrestling Mike Dell is always something there. You know, the crowd gets behind the match between me and Mike Dell. Everybody loves when me and Mike Dell fight. You know, it gives me the feeling like it's like something like the Rock and Triple H feud. It's like an ongoing thing. It's like every time me and Mike Dell be in the ring. We went to Chicago when it was Freelance versus CZW. And then, like, and the funniest part was, we wasn't even on the main show. And they put us, like, in the, they put us in a pre-show match. And the pre-show match, the whole crowd went nuts between me and Mike Dell match. Even people was talking about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people was talking on Twitter and everything. Everybody that wasn't even there, like, man, I want to see that. I wish I could have saw that. And it was like, man, okay. And, you know, DJ Hyde is like, oh, that should have been in the main show. Well, why don't you book it?
Because what? DJ Hyde doesn't like anybody. And if it's not about DJ Hyde, it's not about anybody else. I'm sorry.
He never booked it, so like, well, it never happened or anything else. But every time we had the chance, Chad Mendes, man, that guy, he has a vision. And I hope that, like, right now is coming off on a great start. With standalone wrestling and
pro wrestling after dark.
Pro wrestling after dark, yes, it's like it's off with a good, like a straight good hand. And
yo,
and Chad Mendes has a vision, and I'm glad that I'm part of that too, and I'm glad I'm behind that.
Oh, dude, you see the card? Oh my gosh,
yeah,
the card is like tight. You got Killer Cross on the show.
Well, that you know, like. That guy is smart. He knows what he's doing and everything else. And then, and it sucks because people give him shit, and it shouldn't be, because that guy, he knows what he's doing. He's a man of his word. He gives the people, and he gives everybody what he wants. Nobody, like, any show never, like, it never went downhill. Every show that he made was always great.
Dude,
it was like,
even the hippie show that nobody, like, people walked over, they watched, they walked away. You guys had fun that night.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody had fun. Everybody did their thing. The craziest part was everybody was happy. The wrestlers, the fans,
the potheads, everybody.
Yeah, right? Everybody. Yeah, that's like Chad Menace, Matt Tremont, any other companies, like Synergy, man, they're up there killing it right now. You know, so much respect for Synergy, pro wrestling. Magic Pro Wrestling.
Magic.
All different companies. Yeah.
Yeah.
All different companies, man. And they up there, they're killing it. They're doing their thing. And it's like, I'm glad that I can be a part of that.
Yeah.
If they need me, if they want me, I'm there, you know.
Oh yeah.
But that's basically it. From Nick Gage, I've been in, like, every weekend I've been booked like crazy. Ever since I wrestled at GCW
Hands
down, hat off, respect for fucking Brett Lauderdale. Brett Lauderdale has been doing this thing. He has not been like selling. He has not been selling the crowd, but he gave the people what they want. He is killing it. He gave me opportunities, and like, thank you. You know, if Brett listens to this, fuck yeah. So, everybody, I'm always good. I'm just, my question to you is, when are we going to do this car ride video thing?
I'm thinking about doing it on when you go up to don't do the cross. What was it called again? The Pro After Dark? The Boss?
Oh, yeah, Don't Cross the Boss.
Yeah. Let's do that.
We definitely can do that.
Yeah, man. Like, I saw the card and I want to go, and I was like, I want to hang out with my boy, Frank. I think it will be a fun ride.
We definitely.
Maybe we can look for the Flip Flop Crew.
Huh?
You can help me look for my Flip Flop Crew.
Oh, there you go with that shit again.
Oh, man.
Okay, here we go. We're going to jump into the next question. So this year, you got big on celebrity boxing.
Yes.
Damon Feldman's out there. Got you onto the show, and you wrestled a guy named Joe. How do you pronounce his last name? Scotch Hattie or
Joe Capasti, or something like that.
And then you had
wait. Joe, what's his face?
Joe, what's his face? And then Mike Davis.
He has a long and interesting last name. I can't even pronounce it. Schwarzenegger.
and then you boxed Mike Davis.
Yes.
And is that when you won the title?
Yes.
Okay. When's your next title defense?
The next show is in March. March 7th.
So
March 7th.
How did you meet up with Damon Feldman over to do celebrity boxing?
Funniest thing was, it was a long time ago. I was up there. I had a long feud with JT Funk at the time for Rampage Wrestling. I took his open challenge belt, and we had been feuding all over the place, even on social media. I was making fun of him and edit his head into different other people, and people was laughing, and the crowd was behind it, and Dane just came out to Clear Blue, and he personally inboxed me. He's like, dude, you're a funny guy, and he's like, the crowd is really behind you. He's like, how would you like to do Yeah, I'm doing a Damon a Damon film in impersonation. He's like, I really like you. He's like, how would you like to do celebrity boxing? I was like, well, shit, yeah, definitely. In my resume, I want that in my resume. Yeah, I'll do it. And he's like, cool. He's like, we'll talk business. And I was like, all right, cool. So then I haven't heard from him for a while, and then he hit me up. He's like, hey, man. He was like, we got this press conference coming up. He's like, you down with it? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I came down, and, you know, he didn't have any opponents yet for me. And then somehow, like, he was looking around, and he was like, hey, this is going to be your opponent. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I just want to get in the ring and just, like, try to knock somebody out, I guess. But then it was so on. He was like, how would you like to box for – that was against Joe. Joe Prescesi.
Sacchetti? Sacchetti? I can't pronounce it either. I feel bad butchering his last name.
I feel bad too, because I'm like this. It's like, if you hear this, I am so sorry. I know that you get this a lot. You know, like right there. Don't get, you know, look, people mess up my last name. I done heard Pickard. I done heard Pickle. I done heard all different types of names.
Oh,
people call me Jean-Luc Picard.
That's actually pretty awesome.
So, I got that. He was fighting for wounded warriors. You know, like people that was in the military, that didn't have the benefits that they need. To take care of themselves and everything else. So, me, I love giving back to the world. I love charity wrestling. I love charity fighting. So, like, when it's a charity, I was like, sure, I'm down with it. I love it. I love anything else.
Yeah.
And then we had this thing, Mike Davis. And, something Mike Davis said that kind of like made me mad. It kind of pissed me off. Like, he was like, oh, I'm doing movies. I'm done doing this. I'm doing that. So he had like a head on the shoulder, like a swelling head. And I was like, dude, I remember you when you was wrestling. You know, you was like, we wrestled the first time, and you was some champion. I don't know what champion he was, but I took his belt. But on the first day that I met him, I took his belt, you know. And then ever since that, it seemed like he had, like, fire against me. He was hating.
I don't know what belt you had, but I took it from you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what belt that was, but I took it from him. It was at some company. I still can't even remember the name. Loco
belt it was, I think, but I guess. You used to hold it.
Yo, I really want to see Frankie Picard versus Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh my God! Yeah. You definitely would see a good fight then, because I probably would knock Screech out so fast than how he knocked Matt Wolf out.
Yeah, poor Matt Wolf.
A wrestling match I want to see: Frankie versus Aries. Yeah.
Frankie versus David Arquette?
I want to hear the promos with you and Austin Aries.
Oh yeah. Without a doubt.
Be like, so you like to call yourself the greatest man that ever lived, huh?
Yeah, right? Without a doubt. Austin Aries, man. It's like, what? Wasn't you in WWE? What happened with him? he's a really good guy. Yeah, I definitely would go toe to toe with Austin Aries. He's really good. I've been paying close attention and watching his stuff too. It's a shame that, you know, like, they didn't really give him the push that he needs, because he's really really good.
Yeah,
at what he does.
Yeah. Besides him being one of my favorite wrestlers, yeah.
So, Frankie, any new goals or anything planned for the upcoming year?
You didn't hear him. He said Matt Tremont. He's calling Matt Tremont up.
No, well, like, personally.
But he just wants to call him out right now for that. That's not next year.
I've really got my eye on Actually, I got my two eyes on two people already. One is, I think I won another match with Jimmy Lloyd.
Okay.
I know that I won another match with Jimmy Lloyd. And Brandon Kirk.
Brandon Kirk.
I definitely won a match with Brandon Kirk.
Yeah, with his white pants on? With the white pants on?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I hope he has his white pants on. I'll step all on it. I'll put my whole signature on them white pants. But who else I want? Jimmy Ray. I've been wanting to wrestle Jimmy Ray for a while. I was surprised, you know, Jimmy Ray, he texted me, he was like, hey man, he wanted to wrestle me. He's like, man, I think it'll be good, me and you, he wants to wrestle me. And I'm like, oh man, like I really respect him, and I love what he do, and I'm like, man, I put him as one of a legend.
Yeah.
And like for him to come out there and was like, yeah man, I really want to wrestle you. I was like, man, that just is like, that warms my heart. I'm like, man, I want this, you know. So one of these days we'll definitely go toe to toe. I probably, who knows, it might be at Standalone Wrestling or Pro Wrestling After Dark. We don't know. Could be anywhere. Me, Brett Lauderdale, Mike, book that one. Yeah.
Here's a.
But,
I'll wait.
And Steve.
Okay.
Steve Sanders. The guy we fought at Warped Tour.
Yeah.
And he was part of the scramble match at GCW when we fought. So, and then, like. Everybody's behind this new Frankie Vicard, you know, the laid back one, the one that smokes a cigarette a lot.
That's where the still smoking comes from.
Yes.
Here's a question. I'm trying to flip a question around or whatever. So, out of the current like television shows, like the NWA, Impact, I'm going to say NXT and AEW because I haven't caught Raw or SmackDown. Out of any of those people, like, or any of those companies, who are the ones on there right now where you're like, okay, they're on TV right now, I got to catch them?
NXT.
No, but I mean, like, out of each company, like, depending on who's on, who is it where it's like, oh,
is
man,
like
this guy's...
like a particular wrestler that you're trying to watch?
Yeah, like, oh, this guy's cutting a promo. I gotta see what he's talking about. Or she.
Anybody? Or...
Yeah, it could be anybody. Like, or first person that comes to mind.
Oh, easy. Adam Cole.
We actually here's something to add on top of that. We were having a discussion about this, I think, last week with one of the interviews. So, I mean, Adam Cole is one of the best things in wrestling right now. Anybody would agree with that part. But as far as okay, so he's supposed to be a heel, but is he really a heel? I mean, he's kind of a face.
Well, here's a thing. So. It took me a while to realize things, too. So, I used to have a tag team partner, and we used to call each other, like ourselves, DOA, Dead on Arrival.
Yeah.
At this show, I turned on my tag partner. So I became a heel, but the crowd still chanted for me and still like, yes. So like, I guess that whatever, how you work it as a heel, you are you can be likable. Like I'll say MJF for right there. He's basically the most top heel ever. Why? Because he is the Rick Rude. I can definitely call him the Rick Rude of professional wrestling, because he is definitely a straight up heel. Everybody hates him. They think he's a scumbag. They think that, you know, he is a dick. And the chief probably is. But then you have, like, if we gotta go back, Stone Cold Steve Austin was a heel.
To a point, and then he went gray. Gray meaning, like, fans started liking him.
Yeah, the fans liked him. He was still heel then. The fans liked him. You know, The Rock is a heel. He's going to be a heel all the way down, but the fans like him. So it's like, it's certain things.
But it was so weird, though, because then there was also... Like, Baron Corbin's always a topic with that, just because of how fans feel about him. But then you have the shows like WWE Backstage, where they're like, oh, well, this is not kayfabe. Like, we're just shooting the shit. And they had Baron Corbin on recently, and he was just talking like a normal dude. Like, you know, this is how... And it's like, okay, you're doing a great job as a heel, but this is not helping. Like, I mean, that's kind of where...
But
it's kind of where, well,
It went downhill when Vince McMahon put it up there. What's it called? Beyond the Mat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once he put every secret out about wrestling out there. So when he put the secret out of how people wrestle behind closed doors and how it looks and how everything is, and you have the people up there. Now the people sitting there is like, oh. Okay, cool. I know what it is. I can figure it out. And some people just can't figure it out. But they think they know. They think they know it, and it's totally wrong. Like, I'll put it out there. So if I come out there and I see a little kid, and I'm like, "Yo, kid, you suck." And that kid turns around to his dad and starts crying. I'm doing my job.
Correct.
But I have to keep playing that. But if I turn the switch off and I'm like, you know, behind closed doors, and I'm trying to find this kid, I'm like, hey, kid, I'm so sorry that I did this and I did that. You know, it all depends. It's also about business, too. You don't want to get rid of your people that come to see you or see other people wrestling, you know, just because you're being a dick.
Well,
and, you know, you want the people to come back. You want them to bring more people to back. So after the situation with when Vince blurted all the secrets out, the people, kayfabe is dead.
Wasn't one
there's
of the...
no hell. There's no bad guys. There's no good guys. It's just basically who you are. You know, even if you turn, like, yeah, even if the promoter is like, yo, I want you to turn on your partner or your best friend. Okay, I'll turn on your partner or your best friend. But now it's good in a way, but it's also hard now. Because now you can't convince the people of who you really are. And if you that big guy that can stab people in the back or anything else. No, now you have to work hard and have the people, I done heard the fans up there, people dive in and somebody move out the way and they hit the table, and then you hear a fan is like, hey man, get up man, there ain't nothing wrong with you, you okay?
Yeah.
It was like, what?
What's your take on this though? The like when you were talking about the whole thing with Vince McMahon, like when he basically, yeah, because that's when he was running the commercials, basically saying like, oh, you know, this is, we don't want to insult the audience anymore, blah blah blah. Like around the time when that came out, wasn't one of the topics was basically that he was doing that so that he can get away from like the athletic commissions, basically, because this is the entertainment business; it's not a sport.
I didn't hear so many different things about the reasons. Like, Vince McMahon is one of billions, probably trillions, of the top guys that is the most wealthiest on the planet. So if I got all that money and I'm good, and but everybody else is trying to get to where they at, okay, yeah, I'm not going to have it the easy way that I did it, so I'm just going to throw out all my secrets. And now, once all the secrets out, it doesn't affect him. He already got the money that he has. He done got. I think, for me, is it selfish? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't know how the man thinks. I do know one thing. Is just, you know, it did hurt the business.
That's not the point.
And it had to make people work even harder than what they have to do now. And I know. If he do listen to this, I probably know. You know what? I don't like that kid. That kid thinks he knows me, so he will not work for WWE.
Damn
and
it.
I'm going to be like, you know what? Guess what? I am 37 years old. You're probably right. So, screw you. That's probably how I am.
But here's a...
That's just right there. Like, everybody deserves a chance. Everybody deserves to try hard. It's hard to get to where they at. I mean, look at AEW. AEW is doing... Their ratings went... Their ratings went sky high. And then it's going straight down a little bit because NXT is killing us right now. And I like both companies. I love both companies. But I also sit there and watch and I'm looking. I'm also looking at, like, I watch both of them all the time, even if they're on the same channel. I'm up there, I'm watching NXT on my phone and I'm watching AEW on TV and I'm watching like this. So I'm studying and I'm looking. I'm like, hey, okay, well, you have good places, but it's the problem is of how people think or how they'll use their talent.
Yeah.
AEW is giving people chances that WWE never gave them. You know, and they're out there doing it. I would say Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
Man, my man in a tag match. And the crowd was chanting him like he was the Hulk Hogan of AEW. And as they should, because they believe in him. And that's what we're trying to put to believe. I said this a long time ago. I said, we got the best boxer in the world, and he's in the Hall of Fame, and he's not even a boxer. And I said that he was Rocky. Rocky is an actor. He's not a boxer. He's not in professional boxing. But yet and still, they gave him a Hall of Fame. He got the statue right next to the Art Museum. When people come all over the place, they want to run the steps. They want to take pictures with the statue because they believe of Rocky, that he was an actual boxer. Because Rocky gave them hope. They gave them feeling. They gave them something to believe in. That's why I study Rocky. That's why I look at Rocky. That's why I even use Rocky as an example.
So you like Rocky so much. Got a question for you. Trivia question for you. What was Rocky's turtle's name?
Rocky's what?
Turtles.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I just watched the fight. The fight got me. The fight draw me right there. Everything else, you know, I can tell you what streets he walked in because I'm living in Philly. I know where he was at.
What?
Okay, you're gonna take me down those streets, man.
The one thing that you were mentioning about Rocky as, you know, everybody looking up to that character. Well, that's kind of what you can say about wrestling in general these days, or like with professional wrestling, is the fact that, like, as much as everybody. Or a certain percentage of the audience is going to be like, oh yeah, we know we're the insiders. We read all the rumors and get all the backstage stuff. Is that you can still put all that stuff aside when there's a story and characters that are worth investing time in.
Exactly. To this day, everybody's still buying the Macho Man Randy Savage shirt. To this day, everybody still listens to Hulk Hogan's song, his theme song. to this day, everybody still believes that Rick Rude is a freaking dick. Everybody believes that Ric Flair is the most wealthiest man. My man has a private jet. That man's jet flying. He's driving a limo. Yes, because that's what they portrayed, and that's what they did. And now, that's what look at them. This is what they do. I'll say right there, The Rock. The Rock is doing good. Movie. Acting. He's doing it all. And it's like, he knows, you know, wrestling is right there. He wants to keep going to the top and the top and the top. And it's like, it's all good. I believe Rocky and, was it Gridiron Gang, that movie? I believed him in it. It was so emotional. It drew me into it. I believe, even though it was a true story, I believe that if, like, in real life, that's what happened. Yeah. Even though it is a true story.
Oh, yeah.
You see where I come from?
Oh,
they use different actors to play that character, and then they put, oh, it's a true story. But then it's like, is it really a true story? But it made me believe that it really is a true story. Everything was emotion, just like wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
The last thing that caught emotion was, matter of fact, I'll put this out. The match between Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
When Ric Flair was retiring, that was an emotional thing. The crowd was in tears. The crowd was into that match. The crowd was up there crying that Ric Flair was leaving. Getting still.
It's true.
And guess what? Ric Flair came back, I don't know how many times. So, so these are the stuff that, you know, as us wrestlers, this is what we have to do.
Oh, yeah.
If they say, I want you to be a bad guy, okay, I'm going to be a bad guy, but yet I'm still likable. I came up there and told this little kid, after I turned on my partner, I told this little kid, I was like, go home and watch Channel 12. And turned back around and looked at that kid and was like, oh, that's right, Mr. Rogers don't like you, he's dead. That's the reaction. And then all of a sudden, I was like, this is your champion now. And then they started chanting my name. I said, I just disrespected people. They started throwing stuff in the ring. I felt like I was Hulk Hogan joining NWO. They were throwing plastic cups, blasted bottles in the ring. And I thought that was pretty awesome. I said, oh, y'all throwing stuff at me. But y'all thought this was a Justin Bieber concert? All the stuff that I do, and it's like, I can be a bad guy all I want to, but this is the new crowd. So, like, yeah. I hope this will give you the answer, like, for a heel and a baby face. Crowd likes their baby, likes the heel.
Yep.
More than the baby face. It's a complete change now.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Crowd, the new baby face is a heel. The new heel is a baby face.
Correct. Yeah, I got a question for you. Table of five, you're going to be the one, you're the fifth guy. Out of your whole career, who would you put in them seats?
I didn't hear the last part.
Okay, there's a table of five, you're the fifth guy, and you got four seats. Who inspired you in wrestling to put in the other four seats?
Who would I put on the four seats?
Yeah.
Like, that's wrestling?
Wrestlers, yes. That inspired you in wrestling. Helped you. Mold you.
Oh, man. That was sit there and watch me fight? Yeah, man. Trust me. Drew Gulak is one.
Yeah.
I still respect him. The Rock is another one. He's the one that got me in it.
Okay.
He's the one that got me into wrestling. Triple H.
One more.
And one more, right? Mm-hmm. I would definitely say Ric Flair.
Okay. That's your table of four. Okay. Yep. If you can go back in time, would you do it all over again?
Yes.
Okay. I said, okay. Do you have any advice for the younger wrestlers?
Okay. So my advice is so this is my advice. I've been asking different wrestlers, even wrestlers that's been wrestling all like for years, that's been like legendary, that's been wrestling for WWE or WCW or Impact or one of them, you know. We had a seminar with Billy Gunn, Badass Billy Gunn, and it was a seminar, and I came up there and I talked to him, and I was like, hey man, you know, what can I do to get better? And he came to me and he was like, leave. I was like, I can't do that. He was like, just leave wrestling. I was like, I just can't do that, you know. And he was like, why? And I was like, because I love wrestling. That's what I love to do. As long as I keep the kids out of trouble, I'm doing my job. And he's like, yeah, just leave wrestling. And the only thing he kept telling him, like, he was just telling me to leave wrestling. And I'm like, no. And then he just turned around and was like, I like you. He was like, you don't take no for an answer. You just keep going and you fight for what you believe. And that's what it takes to be in this type of environment of wrestling, a professional wrestler. In this professional wrestling, you're going to have a lot of people that gives you a lot of promises and don't end up to their expectation because they see somebody better or anything else. You have to make yourself noticeable. You have to make yourself what makes you different from everybody else. To me, you know, I'll use DJ's quote. You have a lot of black men, and what makes you different from any other black guy? He's like, well, stop making me a stereotype, black guy. Everybody wanted to be different. You know, I just seen so many different stereotype of black men. And, you know, they're out there like, oh, we're drinking, we're having parties and grabbing clubs and gold chains and we can rap and everything else. And then y'all don't use them that much. Y'all just use them and think we're a joke. And then, meanwhile, you have John Cena up there coming out there with gold chains and rapping like Eminem, and they're like, oh, man, that guy's awesome. And it's like, y'all just, y'all do whatever y'all want to do.
John Cena, just, who's just that? Shorty
be
G?
Yourself. Don't, right there. They give you something, make it into your own.
Yeah.
They give you a character, make it into your own. Own up to it, own your shit, and then get better. If somebody tells you, hey, leave professional wrestling, you tell them, you can kiss my fucking ass. No, this is what I love to do, and I came in this business to climb up to the top of the mountain, and that's what I'm going to do. Ain't going to be nobody, including legends, people that have been in the business that haven't been in the E yet, or anybody else tell you anything different. And you're right there. If you see people that comes in and be like, hey, I just started, and they're like, cool, you're in the main roster, and get right past you, right there. Don't even get mad about it.
Yeah.
You know who owned their shit?
Make the promoters chew their word. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be 100%. And the reason why I'm going to be 100%, and the reason why I'm saying this, is because Blackwater is the fucking damn good a fucking professional wrestler. My man has a character. He gets it right on the spot. When he first started, he got it. And then somebody like fucking DJ Hyde is telling, oh, get in shape. He done told me, get in shape. But you got people like fucking Ace Ramon, big as a fucking tank, out there doing whatever he's doing. And you're like, you're telling me, or you're telling anybody else, oh, you need to look like a wrestler. You need to get in shape. You know, you're not going to be looked at as a wrestler. You're not going to go at the top. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because everybody else is up there. Ace Ramon is out there. That dude is fat as hell.
Yeah.
He was doing everything else. You had Yokozuna out there. The you fuck, know, you want to get in shape at the time?
Perfect example.
So, like, my thing is basically make everything a little bit short, because I know I've started talking the wrong way.
Yeah.
My advice is do not give up and fuck what anybody tell you. They're not going to downgrade you. If you out there to come into being professional wrestling for you, you do it on your own strength and do it right there. Fuck what anybody else say, even if it's the promoters, even if it's your friend, that, well, so-called friends or family. You do you and do what you have to do to strive to get to the top, because the only person that's going to make the best out of you is you.
That is true. That is true. That's true. What were we going to say, friend? What were we going to say? Fran was saying something.
Oh, no. I was saying somebody who doesn't fit the look was Keith Lee.
Oh, yeah. Keith Lee, yeah. He doesn't.
Oh, yeah. The funniest part about that, one of the fans came up to me and asked me, it was like, hey, did Keith Lee train you? And I was like, no, why? He was like, because you moved like Keith Lee. And I was just like, and he's like, and the guy, your stature, I was like, man, you know, thank you for calling me fat and, you know, muscular-wise. But no, Keith Lee did not train me. He's like, oh, man, he's like, you definitely move like him. And how you talk and how you get well with the crowd. And he's like, oh, I'm glad that you noticed. And, you know, thank you. I take that as a compliment. So.
Well, what's the call again? Those backhanded compliments. It's like, yeah. Oh, thank you,
thank you. Uh-huh,
yes.
Do you have it? What is your biggest and weirdest fear? What is your biggest or weirdest fear? Like fear, like you have a fear in wrestling. What's the biggest fear you have in wrestling?
I don't know. I never been to that type of thing. I've never been to like that point of fear. I thought that like really big heights would get me scared and everything else, but apparently that don't, because I jump off of like fucking roofs and buildings and shit. So
I know.
Well, here's a different take on what Dave was just asking. So would you? I mean, if ever given advice to anybody else, be like, trust yourself 100% before doing something, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I know some people's fear is trying to wake up New Jack when he's asleep.
Oh, good God.
that should be your biggest fear right there, my friend.
I have no biggest fear. Actually, I do, in a way, but it's not even, like, a big, gigantic fear. It's, like, a little teeny bit of fear.
Yeah.
A little bit of them, but the only thing it's going to do is draw me more into that person to make me want to, like, fight him even more. Masada. Masada, he's some reason, I'm not scared of anybody else, but, like, he scares the shit out of me a little teeny bit.
Okay.
It's weird to say how I fit it. It's weird. I understand that. But it's just like, it's, you know, it's Masada. I talk to him. He's cool and everything else. But when he's in that ring, he switches on. It's like, man, he's really killing his people. And it's like, he don't hold back. I've seen him well on fucking Brandon Kirk with a fucking bat. He took the bar wire off the bat with his bare hands and swung him, and it wasn't a plastic bat, it was a wooden bat, and he swung the shit out that bat, and you hear the thump sound on his back, and I was like, ugh, you know what? I want to wrestle this guy now. So, that's why I said it the way I said it. I was like, he's scared, like, scares the fuck out of me, but a little bit. Because it's like, I'm that guy that wants to overcome my fears on many different type of obstacles. And for him to, like, okay, this is going to get fucking crazy. Going to get some solder. Yeah. God is not letting up on anything. You can hear anything that a baseball bat, a wooden bat, and you hearing somebody back against somebody's chest or back, man, look, it'll scare anybody.
We're getting down to the time now. Do you have anything to say from social media standpoint? If people want to find you, and anything new, open up like a MySpace page or something like that.
Oh, but before getting into that part, I have a suggestion for Dave. When you guys do your ride along, because that's like Dave's big deal. Like, you know, that's gonna be the finale right there.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna make him sing some Backstreet Boys.
But what's gonna be the big, like? I mean, yeah, you're going to have a lot of topics, but what's going to be, like, the big topic? Like, we're going to
sing along to some songs we're going to play.
You're going to do some karaoke?
We're going to do some karaoke right there.
You're going to put your Spotify on, like, random and
I'm
going to
just go to Spotify and see,
Yeah, we're definitely going to go out there and do like we did before. We try to play, like, Dave was playing, like, all different types of music. And we can't sing it.
You can't sing along.
That music, the song. Huh?
You can't sing along. You have to like...
Yeah, you can't sing at all. And if you like that song very well, because sometimes you'd be like, man, that song was really good. And you just start blurring out the words. Then you lose.
Yeah, then you start humming along to it and shit.
Sweet Caroline kills everybody.
Oh, yeah. That song, I hate you for using, like, kept playing it like three times. But
that was
definitely a catchy song that you. There's no way you can not be quiet by that song.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have some fun on this ride along. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We're gonna look for the Flip Flop crew. We're gonna have some fun on this ride along. We're gonna get out, take a stop, and walk into a McDonald's and see what we can do. We have to eat.
I want to go through the drive-through at McDonald's and.
Okay, we can go through the drive-through. Yeah.
Yeah. Do my Russian voice.
No. Go to the drive-through for McDonald's and cut a promo on the person and put that up on your social media.
No, he has to make a sandwich. This is what I want you to do with my sandwich. I want a little bit of mayonnaise. Hold a little mayonnaise, put it on in a cup too, because I like to dip it. Get me some ketchup and spread that on the bottom of the bun. Try to do it in Dusty Rhodes' voice. It'd be funny.
I did a promo one time. I put it online, and it was I went through the drive-thru.
I was there for that.
And it was like, can I help you? Yeah, and I was speaking like Macho Man.
Oh, yeah!
That's kind of like that one clip that Ryback got online where he's like, feed me more. I'd like to have a coffee, please.
He should say.
I was like, let me get a number two. Make that large. Wait, I didn't change my mind.
Now we have to get that. We have to get that on video.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to bring somebody with me so... They can have the camera and see what things happen.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm charging up all my batteries, so it's gonna be fun.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna be fun, man. I can't wait, man. We're gonna have fun and start killing it. Just put it
I need you
line.
I need you to get me the introduce me to Red Titus.
Okay.
Because I really, really am a big fan of his. Him and Kenny King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. I'm on this shoot to everybody, man.
Yes.
Like, very good. I'm going to try to get you backstage.
Hey, I'm going to be going on to Deathmatch with Dave, too, later.
Dave Russ? Yeah. All
right,
cool.
Yeah, he asked me to come on, so I'm going to go on.
Oh, yeah.
So... Yeah, that'd be awesome. And I already know Chad anyway, so I like that guy.
Oh, man.
Okay. I got dates coming up.
Oh, no, you can't get to the dates yet.
Oh.
for anybody who didn't catch the first interview, which they should have, we're disappointed in those people.
Yeah.
What's your social media accounts?
So you can like check out Frankie Picard on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, your mom's house, sister's house. That person's house next door to you.
For anybody that wants to watch it, for anybody, like, if you're going to say, okay, watch this match on YouTube if you want to see what I'm all about, which one would it be against?
Me and Joe Gacy.
Joe Gacy.
For the Wire title. That was by far the best match of all. I'm going to put the match between me and I'm trying to find a match between me and Nick Gage. If I find it, I'm going to put that on YouTube, too.
Oh, I saw clips of that. That's amazing match right there. What I saw clips of. I'm seeing sand flying everywhere, and I'm like, oh, shit, look at this, man. They did Saved by the Bell in the beach years.
No, you just don't know, man. People was like, even people that was like in WWE, all the way to WWE, is like on Twitter talking about, man, I'm up there chilling on the beach, and they are out there fighting. Everybody's on a wrestle on the beach. It was like, I didn't even care. I was like, man, it's good that, you know, have people at WWE watching it and looking at what's going on. So, hey, I'm good.
Didn't WCW have a beach match, too?
Yeah, Bath at the Beach.
Like, weren't they on the beach for that?
You're talking about that video that they recorded.
Oh, was it a recorded?
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was Sting and the British Bulldog against Vader and Sid.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. Can I tell the dates now?
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Wait, man, look at all them dates.
I know, January to April, dude.
Man,
it's like,
look at that. You're hooking everybody up.
Yes, dude. Right now we got Grizzly Redwood on January 5th. We know who he is, you know what I mean? Except Jamak, he's a little bit lost on that. January 12th, I'm just messing with him. January 12th, Adine Steele. She's a really good wrestler. I need to say that nice things because I can't wait to have a lot of people on here. And then we got January 19th, Greg Spitz, part 2. Really, I want to say part deuce.
Part shit.
And January 12th, Frankie Picard, part 34.
Damn right.
February 2nd, we got Sean Donovan. I can't wait for him. He's a really good athlete. February 9th, a guy in the mid-west side, Garrison Creed. Can't wait to talk to him. He's a military man, so you might know some stuff to talk about. February 23rd, we got Johnny Moran. And March 1st, we got Mr. Ooh La La. And then March 15th, Sean Carson.
Now, hold on. Before we continue with that, Ooh La La, that's not going to be on the phone. I mean, we could literally go to the diner and have that interview.
If we want to do that, we can do that.
Diner might be like below him, though. We need something with finer tastes.
We can go to a French restaurant.
No. We gotta go to the... It's like, oh, I'm not about that McDonald's. I want to go to Chipotle.
Oh, we can do that. So March 22nd, we got Kit Osborne. Kit Osborne's a really good athlete. I like his work. And I ran into him at AEW show in Pittsburgh. Not Pittsburgh, I mean, in Temple, I mean. And like at first, I was like, hey, I saw your match with the dildo match at H2O. He's like, shh, don't tell anybody I did that match. March 29th, we got Christian Ross because he's the boss. And then we got April 12th, Sammy Pandora. And April 19th, Nova. Johnny Nova. Oh my gosh, I went too fast and I totally blanked out in my head. Woo!
You know who you got to get because you were talking about a couple of people you want to get? Marty Jannetty.
I would love to get Marty Jannetty. But I had to go find a daughter for him.
Just offer him cocaine and whores.
Cocaine and whores. I don't know if I got cocaine.
No, you know what? I actually did message him not too long ago, and because I was asking about that, and he did I mean, he'll message back on Facebook, and he was like, not at the moment, but just message back. I was like, all right, when will that be? It could be tomorrow. You forgot you talked to me yesterday.
I'm talking to Barry Horowitz, and he told me, first thing on next year, give him a thing, and we'll talk, and figure that one out.
Yeah,
that will be a special interview, just because I can't put a date on it.
And I gotta get a hold of a certain somebody before he makes his way to NXT or AEW.
Oh yeah, you need to. I really would love to talk to Mark.
Yeah,
Haskins. And we have the man still smoking, Frankie Picard. Like I always say, when you're part of the Enziguri, you're part of the family.
No. When you're part of the Enziguri, you're part of the Enziguri for life.
Yeah, you're for part of the Enziguri for life. You're a family, dude. You can come down anytime to do Marks at a Round Table starting next year. We did one episode already. And then we're doing one for the Royal Rumble. So you want to come down to do the Rumble one, that'd be awesome. You're welcome to come and chill with us. We'll talk more on Saturday.
And get some pizza that's not going to give people acid reflux.
Oh, dude, we got better pizza now. We have to go to Delaware to get it.
Yeah, none of that Delco stuff.
And the pizza place is called Sicily to Go. I'll talk to my boy Alessandro. He'll hook you up with a nice pizza pie.
No, you know what?
Some gravy on it.
You gotta talk to Chubby or Bay about that. Be like, did you move because of the acid reflux from the Delco pizza?
Yeah, I bet he did. Well, I should ask him that. It's so great. Like, I am so happy for all these guys that said yes to come onto our show. And Frankie was the first one that said yes. Thank you, Frankie, for everything, man.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. Thank all y'all for having me.
No, you're welcome, man.
Oh, that sounds so sincere. Man.
It is.
Take a drink.
So every time we say Frankie Picard, Jamak has to drink. So it's this thing. So.
Yes, because Dave is... Man, he's just...
I care about everybody.
He loves you so much.
I love all of you.
He does not stop talking about
you. I was like, Frankie Picard.
I don't know which one he talks about more, Frankie or Austin Aries.
He is my Austin Aries.
No, you know who else you need to get a hold of? Because you did talk about getting an interview with Teddy Hart.
Yes. I had to talk. That's an all one I need to get.
Just tell him that you'll get some, like, top quality cat food or some shit.
Nah, like...
Oh, his cat can meet our cat.
Oh my god.
We do have a mascot cat here.
Yeah, she's getting tired of our shit.
So, okay, Frankie. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks again, man. It was good talking to you.
Yeah. Oh, man, no, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me back. Fun. Sorry for talking, y'all, and all. I'm just like, man, I'm going to speak my mind, but that's just...
No, you're good, man. You're good.
I'm just glad that, like, people like y'all, like, the podcast, everything, this is just the conversation and the talking is really good. So, it's like, the Enziguri is definitely, like, one of my top podcasts.
Thank you.
We got a lot of big plans coming up for New Year, so
yeah,
should be some good stuff.
Yeah, get ready, Frankie. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun next year.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. So.
I know you're like slipping your words out.
I know, man. It feels like I'm an alcoholic again.
Oh man, we didn't even get a chance to talk about Lars Sullivan. We'll have to do it next week.
Oh, Lars Sullivan, put out a gay porn. Open it up.
No. That is not the issue, man. You know what? So Frankie, check this out. We were talking about this earlier, and Dave automatically assumed, oh, that's not the problem. The problem is that it just from the time when he talked about, like, you know, all that, that ranty stuff on the bodybuilding form up until now, he just doesn't make any sense. And it makes for a really interesting conversation for a future episode.
Yep. Okay. I am DB Richards.
Oh, there you go again.
You like that?
Of course I liked it. I told you about it.
I know. I like it. That's why I'm keeping it with me. I am DB Richards.
Good. You're actually using something I suggested for once. And this is for him.
And JCL.
With our special...
You need to put your last name in there.
No.
We need that.
No, it's Fran. It's always been Fran. Look, from the very first episode... Now we're going to talk Yuri off for a few seconds. So we always had the intro, which was always very important, was like...
Welcome to the Insigari Podcast!
Yes, Dave, DB over here, I always told him, and we would spend like 20 minutes, be like, dude, you have to get that really enthusiastic...
Welcome!
Voice. Yes. And then he would be like, this is DB Richards, along with... And I would just go, Fran. It would just be the complete opposite. And so, and Dave was always like, well, you know, everybody's got to have a special, like, stage name. I'm like, no, I'm Fran. That is my name.
So. And we gave him dick nicknames all the time. Fortnite for a while.
Oh, yeah. Fran Fortnite. You know, I actually like that name. I might have to keep that one in mind. Yeah, so this is...
I am DB Richards.
And this is Fran... And
JCL,
along with our guest tonight,
still smoking, Frankie Picard.
Still smoking.
It's good talking to you, man. We'll have to catch up soon. I mean, you'll catch up with Dave prior tomorrow. So
we're gonna have some rock and definitely. Roll times.
That's right.
Okay,
oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely gonna have fun. And
we're. I'll think of some cool things to do.
I'm doing two birds and one stone right now. Because I just got finished leaving from my daughter's birthday party.
So happy birthday!
They say happy birthday.
Say happy birthday.
Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing
happy
that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was so sweet. That's awesome.
You see, now we definitely have to watch what we say.
<It's> like, no, yeah. Y'all was on my earphones. I didn't have y'all on the speakers.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Night.
We'll see you soon.